Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready for another Victory Friday?
Yes. First of the season. First Victory Friday of the season, although every Friday has tasted like victory because it has been one hell of a run. We're going on 2 months straight without a loss for the Patriots. Eight in a row, Jones?
Woo.
Eight in a row? Good grief. Guaranteed winning record. After just 11 games, best record in the NFL, it's getting a little silly. It's getting a little silly down there.
Let me tell you, Keith, we may break the stat of the week. We may break that machine.
There's a lot. Last night, they were trying to get stat of the week nominees left and right. Every other second on that prime broadcast, there was like a new stat jumping around.
We may break the machine today.
Good.
Let me start you with a light one, though.
Okay.
You mentioned there.
Yeah, ease into it, please.
Their eight-game win streak, Keith.
Uh-huh.
It's the first time they've won eight games in a row since Tom Brady's final season in New England.
Yes.
2019.
Where Rob Gronkowski said Tom Brady's the most miserable 8-0 quarterback in
correct.
The league. Yeah.
They are also 3-0 in the AFC East. That's their best start in the division since 2019 when Tom Brady.
Gosh, we're going. Yeah, once now, again, we're doing Tom Brady stats.
Look, that didn't end up being the greatest ending to a season for the Patriots. But again,
nope.
You're seeing things
playoff
that
team,
routinely happened in the Brady era that are now happening in the Drake May era. Travion Henderson, monster game last night. Drake May didn't put up maybe the stats I thought, but I thought he was great.
He had some really good plays
in this game last night.
Yeah.
That drive to start the second half, the second half was incredible individually for Drake May. They win 27-14. It's 8 in a row. They're 9-2. And right now, the only 9-win team in the NFL.
Yeah. Pretty good. And I know, you know, the Bills have had their bye and the Patriots have played one even extra game, but it's funny when they pop up the standings and it's like they have 9 wins and the Bills have 6. Now they can get their 7th this weekend, but it's still like just looking at it in the standings is pretty remarkable.
And right now a head-to-head tiebreaker over the Bills.
And the head-to-head tiebreaker. So they're
like
miles in front.
Miles between the team is exactly what I was going to say.
But no, that was really just, you know, a lot of things we can talk about, you know, the start of the game and everything else. But, I mean, Travion Henderson stands out because it's once again, it's a week where Ramondre Stevenson doesn't play. And you're wondering, all right, what are we going to see from Travion Henderson? And the guy has the best game of his career. And it's now, what, the third time we've said that? He was like, oh, this is the best game of his career. No, now this is the best game of his career. So he's making the most of his opportunity. He was all over that game last night. And it was fun to see because this team through, what, 7 weeks – was pretty good, and he didn't have a huge impact at all. And we were wondering, like, where is this guy? What's he going to do?
Well,
and
not only
now
that,
he has more than shown up.
Every time he touched the ball, it was like 2 or 3 yards,
yeah.
Which, in fairness, there weren't a lot of big plays, meaning, you know, like long runs like the Tampa game. There was that awesome touchdown run right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that was the catch we played for you off the top. We'll play you his run. His first touchdown run from 7 yards out was awesome. man.
Oh, yeah.
Run. That was man stuff.
And yeah.
I know he had old linemen pushing him, but his legs
a bit.
His legs were churning. He was spinning out of spinning away from defenders and then dragging people in along with an assist from the O-line. That was a man run.
I'm a man. I'm fine.
I mean, he was something last night.
He really was. I almost got to the point, because we're so used to running backs kind of like splitting carries with the Patriots backfield for many, many years. I mean, really since like Corey Dillon. Like, didn't it feel like there was a stretch there where I'm like, man, they're giving him the ball a lot. Like, he's getting the ball. Like, he got hit a bunch.
He had 19 carries.
It felt like more.
Five more catches. He had 24 touches. That's a ton.
24 is a ton.
And I think he played 82% of the snaps for backs or something like that. So he was out there a lot. You're right.
Yeah, so like that on the one hand is good. But on the other hand, you're like, man, that is a lot of hits for like a little guy. And you already have one. You have Antonio Gibson out for the season. You have Ramondre Stevenson out for multiple weeks now with this toe injury. So there is like a little bit of that going on. But no, he was good. Like, he wasn't. He didn't pop any big runs. It's funny. The week before, he had, a 69-yard run and, like, a 50-something-yard run, 55-yard run. His high yesterday, 9. Didn't even crack a 10-yard run. No, the Jets' defense was pretty stout.
It was not, like, an overly efficient. He averaged 3.3 a carry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the 2 touchdown runs.
Hard runs.
The touchdown reception. He remains very involved. And, no, he seems to be building as the year goes along. Same with the Patriots again. Sitting here at 9-2, the only 9-win team. In the NFL, you can talk about it all day long here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Friday. That's how you get in touch. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch, chat, subscribe to WEEI.
We've had a lot of people ask about this. They were on Twitter last night and on the text line.
Yeah.
To read the top text here, did that caller's insane Henderson parlay cash out last night?
No.
It didn't.
Look, I listened to Mark and Medford.
We wrote it down.
Look at this little sticky note. I wrote it down right here. Not that anybody else can read my illegible handwriting, but I wrote it down right here.
But people remembered the big point, which he should have just stuck with this. Travion Henderson to score 2 touchdowns was the juicy part of his parlay.
We told him that.
That alone would have won you, what? So one ham, you would have won like
$40. It was like +4 something, I thought, just for Travion Henderson to score 2 touchdowns. He had all these other legs, May 200 yards, which cleared easy.
Yeah. Travion Henderson combined yards, which
80 total yards, cleared easy. And no, he had May for 2 passing touchdowns, didn't happen.
Only had the one.
Yeah. So,
he lost the bet.
It did not hit Mark and Medford, but you were onto something with Travion Henderson.
But if you just took Travion Henderson 2 touchdowns and Patriots to cover, which they barely did, even if you took it at 12.5, I think some places like 11.5, if you took it at 12.5, they got it.
I did not take them to cover last night out of all of my bets.
What'd you do?
No, I just didn't touch the game line.
But
when Del Pettis had that breakup on 4th down, I'm like, oh, they just covered.
Yeah.
I'm like, people were probably sweating
down. Yeah, my guy down.
I was not ready for that. So anyway, lots of ways to get in touch here on a Patriots Friday with Jones and Keefe. I want to get to the Vrabel and May love fest that was happening after the game last night on Amazon Prime. If you stayed up for it, if you missed it, it's worth hearing. We'll play it for you in a minute. But we spent a lot of time yesterday. Signature game for Drake May. He can put a feather in his cap for the MVP. This game's about style points. If they look like the Denver Broncos did against the Raiders and they struggle with a lesser team on Thursday Night Football, we'll come in, we'll say the same thing. So do you consider last night a good win? Do you consider it a bit of a letdown? Can you let down on a short week in a divisional game when you move to 9-2? Like, how do you view last night's victory?
I view it as a solid win. Like, I don't think it's one of those ones where you're like, oh my God, 5 touchdown passes and they're running it up, or, you know, one of these, you know, we saw a few times with Tom Brady in his career where the team scoring, you know, over 40, over 50 points. No, it wasn't that. But it was a short week turnaround. They won by double digits. They were never in doubt of losing the game. He made some cool highlight reel plays. Like at the end of the year when you show the Drake May highlight tape, which at this point might be 30, 40 minutes long of just awesome plays that he's made, there'd be a few more from this game. He also didn't turn it over, which is one of the things I was looking for. He had thrown an interception in 3 straight games going into last night. So I was like, all right, don't turn it over. He also had his streak of the 100 quarterback rating snap last week, started a new one last night. Right, so it wasn't one of these like gaudy numbers games, but he was 25 of 34, could have been even better if it wasn't for some drops, 281 yards passing, a touchdown, no turnovers, only took 1 sack, and had a 107 quarterback rating. Yeah, I'll take it. It was good.
I think he was excellent last night, yeah. And it wasn't what I expected. You know, his first 300-yard game, which I agree with you.
I thought
Diggs had a couple of drops. Hollins could have reeled in that bomb. I know it got knocked out.
Yeah, but that's the difference between like a stud receiver and not. You know, remember in the Super Bowl when was it Brandon Cooks like could have caught it? Like Jared Goff chucked it deep. Yeah. Was it Cooks? I think it was Cooks.
No, yeah, it was a Jason McCourty pass break.
Yeah, McCourty
play by Jason McCourty.
But hold on to
it. But like Puka Nacua holds on to it. So like that's the thing where like Matt Collins, not every receiver makes that play.
Kayshon Boutte might hold on to that.
Lee Evans had one of those in the AFC title game against the Pats, right?
Sterling Moore.
That's exactly what it was.
So, some receivers make that catch, but not all of them.
I'm just saying, that's a perfect throw. I think his receivers, oddly enough, like, if they help him out a little bit, he does have his first career 300-yard game.
How about the moron from the Jets celebrating after that? Like, he won the Super Bowl?
He's like, yeah!
Whose house? Like, so it's not yours.
Henderson happened to get the rushing touchdowns last night, but May could have had three passing touchdowns. He didn't. So I don't think statistically the numbers would jump off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The page for an MVP performance.
No, but like another good game.
But that drive last night, and it was the second drive of the second half. I misspoke earlier. They went 3-and-out. Actually very disappointing. End of the first half and start to the second half in terms of getting no points when they could have had 10 or 14.
That was frustrating. Was that the one that the Diggs ball hit the ground?
Yes.
Was that one?
Yep. Yeah. That was on third down. Diggs dropped it on 3rd and 7. I think they were going to go for it on 4th and short.
That was not as bad of a drop as the other
one. I agree. Yeah. That was a harder catch, and I still don't even know how much it jostled around, but whatever. The next drive, they go 6 plays, 69 yards, Keith.
Nice.
In just 3:30. That's where May had just a series of brilliant individual plays, including the touchdown to Travion Henderson, improvising, scampering over to the sideline, and then what I initially thought was like a push pass to Steph Diggs, but it was a one-hander flip Steph Diggs on the sideline. Unbelievable drive for him. Conversions to Steph Diggs for 21 and then 18, the one I was just talking about, to give them at the time a 21-7 lead. That felt like an MVP type of moment on that drive. Here's a good stat that's making the rounds today from OptiStats, Keith.
OptiStats, another Stat of the Week nominee.
In 11 starts this year, Drake May has 2,500 passing yards, 250 rushing yards, 20 touchdowns, 70% completion, and an 80-plus win percentage, or an 800, rather, win-plus percentage. So again, 2,500 yards, 250 rushing, 20 touchdowns,
sounds like Mark
70
Parlay.
Completion, 800 win percentage.
Yeah.
The only quarterback in NFL history to put up those numbers over an 11-game span ever.
No!
In the history of the league.
He's the only one.
He's it.
Oh, I thought you were about to name it like him and. No, just him?
Just him.
This is a Drake May only stat.
That's a Drake May only stat. Now, look, I imagine the rushing yards probably boost it. Maybe percentage boosts it. Maybe the 11-game cutoff boosts it.
Yeah.
But cut those numbers that way, the only guy to ever do it.
Not to just be nonstop bets here, but early in the year, like when we were looking at preseason, his over-under for passing touchdowns was 19.5.
Yeah, he's already there.
He hit it last night. The one to Henderson, he cashed the bet week 11.
They hit their wins over.
Yep, they hit the wins over.
And he hit his touchdown over last night.
Cash it.
And he's almost at his yards total, right? That was about 3,200.
Correct.
Yeah, he's at 2,836 right now.
So maybe all of that is part of the reason why we got just an absolute love fest between May and Vrabel last night.
Well deserved, gentlemen.
It was. I was sitting there watching the Amazon postgame brag.
Wow.
And
I was loving that Fallout trailer, by the way.
Oh.
Fallout season 2 looks tap.
That had to have been a 5-minute trailer.
Oh, it was
the longest trailer I've ever seen
Keep
in my life.
Keep going. Show the whole episode.
But so I thought most of the interview was a big giant waste of time. I'm like, they're not asking anything. Vrabel and May are just sitting there. I'm like, how long are they going to keep these guys?
There wasn't enough people on the desk. That's my takeaway.
And then at the end, we got this slobber fest between the two of them that I think is noteworthy. It'll start with Vrabel. You'll hear May after that.
Well, we wanted to put a program around these players. You know, I mean, I came here because of the film familiarity. I came here because of Drake. I knew what he would be, and it was important for me to come here, and that's who I wanted to coach. And so building a program is about that. It's about putting great people around your really good players, and that's what Drake is for us, and we have a lot of those guys, and Diggs has come in and been fun. I mean, it has been a blast, and so I've enjoyed coaching all these guys, and they like playing together.
What does that mean to you, Drake, when you hear someone like Mike Vrabel say that he wanted to come here because of you?
It means the world. I mean, I think it's it goes both ways. You know, I can't thank Coach enough for what he's done, what he's going to do for my career, for my life. And like I said, he brings it every day. He says this, and he'll text me later tonight about something I could have done better in the game. He's constant. He's awesome. And we would love playing for him. I love playing for him.
Okay. I love playing for him.
Yeah.
It means the world to me.
Proud.
Vrabel starts off by saying, Keith.
Proud.
Proud. He starts off by saying, I came here for the familiarity in Drake May.
A blast.
Yeah. Hell yeah. No, they love each other, and that's great. And the coach-quarterback combination is the most important thing in the NFL. And you heard a lot of the, even during the broadcast last night, just talking about how much the whole team is on the same page. Vrabel talks about, like, building a program. It feels like it's built, like, 11 games in, and probably it happened sooner than that, but I'm just saying, like, we're at the 11-game point. These two guys are on the same page. The entire team is on the same page. And it's easy for other players to sort of fall in line when you're like, here's the coach's message, here's the quarterback's message, and oh, guess what? They're the same thing. So, like, everything is they're all pulling in the right direction. Like, you don't have any kind of, like, outliers on this team or, like, different sort of, like, subsets on the team. Like, they literally are playing together, which is – it's almost ironic that in a year which they are introducing the individual player – like
That's so out of line
intros,
with everything.
They're, the most team they've been in years
and
here.
And we said that at the time. Yeah. Like, boy, everything Vrabel does is about the team, and yet they're introducing the players individually. It hasn't mattered.
It hasn't mattered, but I think he did it for a reason. I think part of it is, like, they needed to turn around the home field advantage. It hasn't really worked. Trying to get the fans fired up, you know, give those players an opportunity to kind of shine. Because he is very, very, very pro-player. Player, right? And this is something that maybe some players do enjoy. They're not going to say it. They're not going to voice it. Like, hey, oh, by the way, I'd like to be introduced by myself. But it's just another thing that Vrabel has done to change things up around
here. It was just, it's an outlier in a year that's been all about team. And no, I just thought that was interesting. It's not the first time we've heard that from Vrabel. Like, I came here for Drake May. And I can't remember if he said it directly or that's just been attributed to him when he was initially hired here. But that stands out. It's like, yeah, no, I came here because the quarterback was here. And I knew the quarterback was here, and I have familiarity with Robert Kraft and this organization and this fan base, but they had the quarterback. So I came here, and that's why we're here. And we're 9-2 because we might have the MVP. And I thought that was interesting. And to hear even May's response in there, I thought was insightful as well, because it was a big, giant love fest for the whole country to see last night as the Patriots hold off the Jets 27-14. It was not the beatdown I personally was anticipating.
No, it wasn't a beatdown, and it started early. You know, the Jets once again, the Patriots once again, allow an opening drive touchdown, but it was also half the first quarter. They just, like, bled so much clock. But then as the game went on, the Patriots had, you know, a couple of drops that led to, you know, punting situations and things like that. So it wasn't like a run-up-the-score thing. But they still won comfortably, and there was never any point in the game where you're like, oh, my God, they might lose. Like, never.
even after the first drive. No. Like, if you hadn't seen the Patriots before, maybe, like, nationally, you might be like, oh, my God, this is them.
No.
But everybody around here that's seen them is like, oh, here we go. It's like a Bryce Young touchdown, a Cam Ward touchdown, a Spencer Rattler touchdown, Justin Fields, add him to the pile. And then I'm like, they're going to shut it down after this.
There was a good tweet from Dov Kleiman last night.
Is there
the most high-profile Twitter egg there is?
Yeah.
And he goes, Jets opening drive. And he has, like, video of it. And then he's like, Pats don't look like contenders.
Yeah.
I was like,
I remember my first game.
This is a guy who's clearly not watched the Patriots all year.
Like,
at
all.
This happens every single game.
They love doing this.
It's annoying. Right. I said in real time, I'm like, this probably won't matter, but it's annoying.
It won't matter.
Teams just keep scoring.
No, my question was at that point, like, do the Jets only score seven? I was like, yes.
Yeah,
if you had asked me in that moment, I'd be like, that's it.
But so, the Pats don't look like contenders. Why? Because they gave up an opening drive touchdown. They do this every single week.
They are a contender.
So I'm with you. I never thought the Pats were going to lose the game. I was nervous it was going to be annoyingly close. And they came down to a fourth down stop right around the 2-minute warning to keep it from being a one score game and coming down to either a drive or an onside kick, probably a drive for the Pats, depending on how the timeouts would have worked.
But I mean, you know what? In a weird way, and this is sort of like a glass overflowing approach to this, but they had a missed field goal and they had three kind of uncharacteristic drops.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know what? If you're going to do that stuff, do it in a game like the Jets, right? If Borgalis isn't going to make all of his field goals, but like, make him against the Ravens, make him in the playoffs, make him against the Bills.
Yeah.
So if you're going to miss, he misses last night. And that cost them points and sort of those drops.
If you want to say they weren't totally locked in last night because it was a short week, I'd give that to you. Borgalis missed a field goal. Diggs had some uncharacteristic drops. Hollins could have reeled in that long play. Like, if you want to tell me they weren't totally dialed in and the explanation is it's a short week, I'll give that to you. But you have to acknowledge they weren't totally locked in last night.
It wasn't their best game.
And they beat the Jets 27-14 to move to 9-2. It's your key Pepsi takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Victory Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Most of your normal Friday bells and whistles. We got a top five Friday for you. We'll do that at 11:45 today, Keith. Top five Jets. So we'll do that
top
coming up.
Top five Jets.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's very open-ended for you. We got the Friday four-pack at 11:30, so stay tuned about an hour from now. We'll also get you the week in review at 12:45 and all your Patriots takeaways from the victory last night. We can get into the Patriots and their weapons continuing to develop. Big night for Stephon Diggs. Another solid game for Mac Hollins. Another continuation of the breakout for Travion Henderson. All that right after Trending with Billy.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The New England Patriots are now winners of 8 in a row after a 27-14 victory over the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football. Drake May went 25 of 34 for 281 yards and a touchdown. Travion Henderson finished the game with 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 receiving, and Stephon Diggs had 9 catches for 105 yards. Patriots are now 9-2 ahead of next Sunday's matchup against the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Boston Bruins had their 7-game winning streak snapped in a 5-3 loss to the Senators in Ottawa. Goaltender Jonas Korpisalo gave up 4 goals on 21 shots. The Bees are back on the ice tomorrow night in Montreal to take on the Canadiens. Puck drop is at 7. Tonight on WEEI AM 850, Boston College Hockey takes on UMass. Pregame coverage begins at 6:45 and faceoff from Conti Forum is at 7. Tomorrow afternoon, Boston College football hosts number 16 Georgia Tech. This game can be heard right here on 93.7. Pregame begins at 3 o'clock and kickoff from Alumni Stadium is at 3:30. And the Boston Celtics will return to the court on Sunday afternoon when the Seas host the Los Angeles Clippers. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.